Hey everyone, welcome to the Bolin Hawk Sports Show. This is CJ Hawk. I'm going to recap the Chicago Blackhawks versus Edmonton Oilers game three game from last night. And I'm recording here on Thursday, August 6th. And very excited. I had an awesome time last night watching the game. Blackhawks stunned the Oilers, winning the game 4-3. And I had a good time, especially texting with my good friend Frank. He has contributed to the content for all of the Blackhawks recaps so far. And this is for the recap for game three. And Frank, yet again, was very helpful and giving me some good talking points to discuss. So let's get into this recap of game three. So one thing that has hurt the Hawks in the previous games was that they would get off to a slow start and the Oilers would score first in both games. They fell behind 1-0 in game one, fell behind 2-0 in game two, and had to come back in both of those. They did indeed come back in both. They won game one, lost game two. And now we get to game three. And the hockey gods answered when the Hawks scored first. This was the first time I scored first. Very happy about that. Jonathan Toews, our captain, got a good shot, kind of bounced around, went off the post, got past Mikko Koskinen, the goalie for the Oilers. And picture a man who's 6'7", crouching. He takes up the whole entire net, basically. He's so big. And Jonathan Toews got past him. 1-0 Blackhawks. We have the lead for a few minutes, not very long, when the Oilers counter back, when Leon Draisaitl scores to get his second goal of the series. So tied up at one. This one, there was some defensive shortcomings. And this one, per se, there wasn't an exact, like, huge mistake. The two goals that the Oilers scored later in the game were devastatingly stunning defensive gaffes that cost us dearly. This one, there was not one of those, just a good goal by Leon Draisaitl to tie it up at 1-1. Then we move on a little later in the first period. The Hawks get it on the board again, 2-1 lead. When Olimata, he had a cool goal where it kind of bounced around just like Toews' goal. Somehow got past Koskinen to go into the net, 2-1 Hawks. And Olimata has made horrible defensive gaffes and woes. His defense may not be the best in this series, but he has scored two goals, which has helped us greatly. So he's kind of a 50-50. Do you take his offense where he's put in two goals, or his defense where he's probably allowed two goals, I would say, especially. And I think just have to hope that he doesn't make huge mistakes in the next game, game four. So 2-1 Hawks, move on to the second period. We have the 2-1 lead. It's gone really fast when Leon Draisaitl got a second goal. This one was a horrible defensive mistake. It had to do with Olimata. Olimata kind of was abating Draisaitl. He was kind of in on him in the defensive zone, kind of not giving him any room, baiting him, seeing what can you do. And Draisaitl got past Amata, and there was a nice pass to him also, and Draisaitl put it in the net for his second goal of the game to give the Oilers tied it up at 2-2. So 2-2. And one of the things the Hawks did poorly in this game was their power play was bad again. We had six opportunities on the power play, and only one of them be successfully made, which is very bad. That's not good enough. We need to make more. Because six opportunities is a lot on the power play, and only making one is awful. So 2-2. And then late in the second period, it was tied at 2. The Hawks might go. We're making it to the third period, tied at 2. But a horrible defensive mistake by Matthew Highmore. He was in our defensive zone, and he was trying to clear the puck from the zone, and he basically whiffed on it. So he had the stick. He was going to swing the stick to get that puck out of the way, and he whiffed, basically swinging on the ice, missing the puck. And the Oilers took advantage of that, and Connor McDavid got his first goal of the game to give the Oilers a 3-2 lead. At this point, you could feel the air sucked out of the building. The Hawks' hopes and dreams could have been gone. At this point, they might have been devastated. The fan base said it was too good to be true, having tied up the Oilers taking the 3-2 lead. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, too much for the Hawks' defense. That could be something going through your mind. That was going through my mind, I would have to say. But all was not lost. We made it into the third period, 3-2 Oilers. And there was a coaching change by Dave Tippett, the Oilers coach, that kind of gave us a big advantage. Because when I said previously, we were 1-for-6 on the power play. So Dave Tippett had to switch it. The Oilers were playing very aggressive in the second period, and he didn't want to have that many power play opportunities for us again, which makes sense. So he played them less aggressively. So the Oilers defense, offense, less aggressive. And they gave the Hawks a good advantage, especially late in the game. Whereas maybe the second period, they didn't have those opportunities. But in the third, they did. We moved to 5 minutes left in the game. Game's drawing to a close. 3-2 Oilers. When suddenly, a pass to Matthew Highmore, he makes up for his horrible defensive whiff earlier in the game, makes up for all that when he scores to tie it up at 3. Game looking great. 5 minutes left. Hawks were tied at 3. I was hoping we could make it to overtime. I wanted to win it right there, of course. I wanted the Hawks to win right then, there, get it over with. But as a realist, 5 minutes is not a lot of time, so it's more likely overtime was the bigger possibility. But no, there would be no overtime in this game. Because with 1 minute and 15 seconds left in the game, there was an amazing goal. Connor Murphy, probably our best defenseman, one of the only good ones we have. Most of them aren't good at all, but Connor Murphy is pretty good. He's not bad. And he had brilliant shot. He shot it on goal. It looked like it was going to go in, but it bounced off Ethan Bear, the Oilers defenseman, bounced off John Fantasia's stick and went into the net, giving John Fantasia his second goal of the game and the game winner as well. Hawks won 4-3. So they took a 2-1 series lead on the Edmonton Oilers. Hawks, super excited, got the stunner. I am super thrilled, ready for the Hawks to win it all in Game 4. Hopefully, I think they can. It's possible. I'm optimistic. Their momentum is back on the Hawks' side with this come-from-behind game-winning victory late in the game. The Hawks have been outclassed defensively. Their defense has let them down, where Corey Crawford, our goalie, has played well, especially Game 3. In Game 1, he played well. Game 2, I don't think he played that well. Part of it was the defense. Part of it was his own mistakes. But Game 3, he played well, kept us in the game. Without him, this could have been even worse. So we got the 4-3 W. Some people who did well in this game were John Fattais, his 2 goals. Corey Crawford, he made 25 out of 28 saves. Some of them were very intense, very nervous for me, but he stopped them. And then Leon Draisaitl is also a guy who played well too for the Oilers. He had 2 goals. So Blackhawks won. And we need, for game four, the keys to the game will be we need to improve our power play. We have not looked good in the power play. We also need to stop the Oilers on the penalty kill as well. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, especially McDavid, have looked great in power play opportunities for them. They took advantage, banking in a lot of goals that were on the power play. So the Hawks' penalty kill has to improve. for game four for us to get this game series victory. And the Oilers have done it 5-for-12 on the power play, so 5-of-12, which is very good. Blackhawks need to improve. And let's see if some guys who've had poor series, like David Camp, Ryan Carpenter, play okay on the fourth line. And yeah, so the Hawks won the game. Excited for game four. It's going to be Friday night, 5:45 p.m. on NBC Sports and NBC Sports Chicago. Pat Foley and Eddie Olczyk with the call. We just need to stop McDavid, and Leon Draisaitl will give us a big opportunity. Patrick Kane, very excited to see what he does. Jonathan Toews, they've been very, especially Jonathan Toews, have been very important to the Hawks in this playoff series so far. So game four, Friday night. Also, there are some records broken in this game three as well. Jonathan Toews made history. He had his 11th career playoff game winning goal. He tied Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull, and Patrick Kane for most in Blackhawks history, which that's amazing. Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull, two Hall of Famers, and Patrick Kane, future Hall of Famer. Jonathan Toews also going to the Hall of Fame. Some other records he broke as well was that was his 131st playoff game, which tied Dennis Savard for second most in Blackhawks history. He also passed Stan Mikita and Steve Larmer for the third most power play goals, 19, in Hawks history. And finally, he passed Patrick Sharp for the sixth most total goals, 43, in Hawks playoff history. So he broke a lot of records in that game three. Congratulations, Jonathan Toews, the captain. And some other guys I forgot to mention that played well was Kirby Dach, the 19-year-old. He played very well all over the ice, making good heads-up plays, heads-up hockey for a 19-year-old. Very impressed with his play. He'll be very important to us in this game four. And the Oilers will have all the pressure. They're on Edmonton, so it's in Edmonton, even though there's no fans. All the workers who are doing the ice, the people around town, Edmonton, are rooting for the Oilers. They got the pressure as the fifth seed. People thought they would beat the Blackhawks easily, sweep them, beat them in four, be able to laugh about it after the series was over. But I did not think that. I thought there was a chance the Hawks could win this series, and somehow it's maybe possible with a 2-1 series lead for the Hawks. They just need to win one more, and they advance to the playoffs. This is the qualifying, so it is playoffs, but the real regular playoffs is what they want to advance to. So thanks also to my friend Frank for his commentary. He's not featured in audio, but he's featured in what he was able to. We were talking about last night, talking about things that I could discuss, talking about the game, our thoughts, real-time opinions, which are always fun, especially when you're talking live and you're experiencing it, the game on TV. And thanks for listening to this recap of the Chicago Blackhawks' unbelievably stunning, amazing Game 3 victory over the Edmonton Oilers. Very excited. And also one last comment I want to make is that if you love conspiracy theories, you're a conspiracy theorist, the goal that Jonathan Toews scored to win the game winner, some people in the media, fans are saying, did it touch Jonathan Toews' stick? How did it get into the net off Toews? Some think it bounced off Ethan Bear, the defenseman for the Oilers, or it just was off Connor Murphy's stick, not Jonathan Toews. I think it did. But if you're a conspiracy theorist, love conspiracy theories, feel free to add Jonathan Toews' goal to your conspiracy theory list. stay tuned for the release of this today on Thursday, and the episode recap for Game 4 will take place either Friday night or Saturday morning, depending on how tired I am after the game. I think if the Hawks win Game 4, I think I'm going to get it out right then and there, Friday night after the game. I want to record right then. If the Hawks lose, I might, which hopefully they don't, I might wait to Saturday to release it. And episode 36, our main episode of this week, is going to feature our 2020 NBA playoff predictions. Also, the Chicago Sky versus the Dallas Wings game from a couple days ago, which, spoiler alert, the Chicago Sky won the game. And also give our final thoughts on the MLS's back tournament, which is wrapping up very soon. Semifinals took place last night. Finals soon. The winner will be crowned very soon. And also probably maybe discuss the baseball stuff. Probably not. We'll see. But mainly focus on NBA predictions for the playoffs. Have a good rest of your week. See you next time on the Bullhawk Sports Show. CJ Hawk signing off.